What's up, everybody? This is Moonshine Shotgun Mulligan Podcast. Sitting here with my boys, CC Stats and Trackman. The boys are together. Let's go.
Let's go, boys. Let's go. Welcome back, Trackman.
How are we doing, boys?
Doing all right.
Doing pretty well.
Good to be back.
We're glad to have you back. That's the most important thing.
I thought you guys were going to start calling me a guest here. So, I mean,
I got to get with it.
I was stuck in the mountains with no service or something.
Coming from Clifton, Virginia.
I never made it out. All right, boys. Well, what do we think, man? It's been a lot of golf that I've missed. I'm happy to be back. Let's kick it off.
We had a big Stats had a big week this week. He's got to tell us about this Politics and Pros first TDC chapter. Trackman or Stats made the appearance there at the Politics and Pros. Let's hear about it, Stats.
Yeah, boys. I got the opportunity to go out and work the Politics and Pros. It's the it was the 20th anniversary of the tournament there. It's a tournament that helps raise money for the first tee. The chapter of the first tee is one of their, if it's not the biggest, it's pretty damn close to being their biggest fundraiser. They had 31 groups, 31 foursomes, plus they had 13 pros play. Some guys and gals that were out there, they had Chris Cheddar, Shasta Everhart. They had Gary Hallberg, who used to play on the Champions Tour. Some of the other big names getting a little bigger here. We got, I'll throw a couple other guys out. They have Mark Anderson, who's on the tour. They had Mark Silvers, who plays on maybe a little bit of the Corn Ferry, a little bit of Latin America tour, or has. And then the big ones, we got Denny McCarthy. Denny McCarthy made an appearance, played Denny in the Politics and Pros. He was there. We had Doug Gim, UT boy. And then we had Matt Kuchar played in the event. So yeah, it was there were some other pros out there too, but it was a pretty cool event. Like I said, benefits the first tee of DC. Cool event. Played at TPC Potomac at Avenel Farms. Kicked off about 10 a.m. yesterday, and your boy CC Stats got to drive Doug Gim around all day.
Yes, Texas.
Little UT. It was
young stud, baby.
Yeah, it was good.
You deserve it.
It was good stuff. He, Doug couldn't have been more awesome. He was gracious. He was chatted it up with all the players. He was very appreciative of them coming out. No, we were very happy to have him out there at Politics Pros. I talked to Clint today. He was very appreciative that he's kind of asking how Doug was. And I said, Doug was awesome. Like, I would invite him back every year if you can. So obviously this week was kind of a unique week for to maybe have a few more golfers. There's no golf this week other than the Olympic golf, so a lot of these guys are off. Yeah, it was pretty cool day out there at TPC Potomac. So, and it's a great golf course.
No, it's awesome you got to spend some time with Doug Gim, because he's one of those guys that are one of the younger players that are very talented and starting to have breakout kind of season this year and really playing some good golf. So so it's pretty cool you got to hang out with him.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with me sharing this story he shared, but we were chatting. We were literally 10 minutes into our drive. We're driving out to the hole, first hole that we're playing. We teed off on 14, which is essentially a drivable par four. It's like 288, and your boy hit the green, so he piped it, little fade. But we were talking about how it was Tiger's tournament out there. He said
real quick. It was 288. Sorry, did he hit driver?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need to look at that hole. I'm just trying to think of it's
a short par four.
It's
a short hole already. It's maybe so the tees were up, and the pros played from those tees so essentially, let me break it down for our listeners.
Got it.
The pros played two holes, maybe three holes with a group. So we teed off. We played 14 and 15 with a group, 14B. 14B moved on. We stayed at 16. 16 came up. We played 16, 17. They moved on. We played 18-1. The pros actually don't play 18 holes. I think we played 14. We finished on the ninth hole. The tees were up. They play the pros basically play the same tees, even if it was at Belhaven. They play the same tees as the competitors. So so it's nice, kind of gives them a chance. And then it's a shamble, so they pick the best drive and then they play their own ball in. So if the pro makes an eagle, they take an eagle as one of their scores, because I think it's low gross and low net. But yeah, we were driving out. I found this out. That was TPC Potomac is Doug Yim's first made cut on tour. So that was kind of unique.
Really?
Kind of cool to hear that. His first check was there at TPC Potomac. So that was cool. And then he told a little story. He said he had not a lot of interaction with Tiger, but I guess when he was still an amateur and he was playing at Augusta, he was out on the putting green. I guess it was pretty early in the morning. So it was him, Jordan, and Tiger. And they're on the putting green, all these people around, and all of a sudden Tiger leaves. He said, and all these people left. And it's just him and Jordan, which they both went to UT, so they know each other. He said, literally, Jordan turned around, and this is a family podcast. Jordan turned around and he goes, well, damn. He goes, I've won one of these. You think they'd stay and watch me? I got a kick out of it. And right there, I was like, this guy, he's a cool cat. So
I love it.
Yeah.
We had some good chatter, golf chatter, and some other stuff.
It's funny not to go off on it, but I would like to, is because I think you guys probably have some stories too. I feel like some of the biggest Tiger stories out of Augusta, like the reports or what's going on, are always these stories from pro golfers, is that it's something about, like, it was Tiger on the putting green. Like, they were out there and it's like, should we be out here? Or, you know, there's so many different things. And I feel like when pros bring up, my one memory is, oh, I was out on the putting green, and next thing I knew, like, he wanted to putt in the hole I was at, and I was like, all right, I'm going to put my shoes on, you know, like, but anyway, I it's funny that that's a story for them, and being, it's cool that they got to experience that together.
We talked about too, how, you know, how TrackMan, you've seen it at Congressional, you have throngs of fans, it's like a tidal wave, it moves through. And he had said, like, when he was playing on the front nine, like 4 and 5, and they were kind of across the road, they basically like held the fans and wouldn't let them go to 4 and 5 because there was already so many people over there. Because it's literally like this little cart tunnel that everybody has to walk through to get to 4 and 5. So basically, they had people over there that got to watch. They held the fans at right behind 3 and 6 tee. And then when he came back, they held the people on the other side till they kind of cleared out. I mean, TPC Potomac's got room. It's just a couple spots it can kind of get a little narrow. But
yeah, I was in that tunnel.
You're in that throng.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is I kept skipping ahead. So I think Doug was was he playing with Tiger that round?
No, he was behind him. He said he was behind him.
Yeah, because I got stuck and I'd watch Doug a little bit, and then I'd skip up and see Tiger on a few holes. But yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I do remember that, getting stuck.
It's, and you guys have seen a pro hit the golf ball. It's just, you see amateurs hit it like us, and then you see Doug Yim, or you see Matt Kuchar or Denny McCarthy on the range, and just, or Billy Hurley. I forgot Billy Hurley was there yesterday. He was out there. And so you see these guys hit it.
It's not even to me as impressive off the range as just, you got to experience watching these pros like sequence shot after shot after shot. That just
the one, and I didn't really, we talked golf, but not a ton. We didn't get into like the swing or anything, but watching him hit a shot from like 100, like he'd laser it. He'd have like 126, 140 in, and just hit this little knockdown like wedge. It's just, and just he hits the ball pretty damn good. He putted pretty well yesterday. We were happy to have him. Like I said, he said he's off for a couple weeks. And you know, he's excited for the FedEx Cup playoffs that are coming up. I think you'll hear that here in a few minutes. He's qualified for that already. And then I told him, I said, we're hoping to see you at Caves Valley at the BMW Championship, which hopefully your boys here are going to make a little trek up to Baltimore to go see him play. So, but yeah, it was cool. Got to ask him a few questions and chat with him a little bit. Yeah, it was exciting. Good time out there at TPC Potomac. First TDC, folks. Check it out.
Yep, volunteer. If you don't volunteer, you know, you can always contribute to your local chapter, whether that's First TDC or whatever city you're listening to. So it's a great organization. So everybody support them the best way you can. So our first PGA Tour guest, as Stats was just kind of teasing a little bit, Doug Yim. Stats gets a few questions with him while he's riding with him. So you're all going to enjoy this Doug Yim interview. And then he also slips in a question to your boy, Matt Kuchar. So enjoy it.
All right, I'm here with Doug Yim out here at the First Tee Politics and Pros Tournament. Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Having a lot of fun out here.
Nice. We're sitting here out here on 18 waiting for the next group to go up. So, Doug, what's your favorite stop on tour in your short time on the PGA Tour?
It's hard to choose. There's a lot of good ones out there. But I would probably have to say Riviera.
Nice.
That's where I finished second at the USAM, so that place is always going to be a special place for me. But it's one of my favorite golf courses I've ever played, and to play it out there and to have a stop that's there every year is definitely really cool.
Nice. So we got to interview Coach Hebert a couple months ago. So what was it like getting to play Texas?
Playing in Texas was awesome. I think it did a really good job of preparing me to be a professional golfer. Coming from Chicago, it was definitely different from where I was used to growing up. Just golf course, culture, everything, food. It was almost like living in a different country in a sense, just trying to get used to different norms. And and to have a team that I did have, and the coaching staff, and how much tour driven we were, it set me up for success when I got out here, and that's why you see a lot of my teammates out here as well.
Yeah, you got some pretty good teammates that are on tour from Texas.
No kidding.
Just a few. So final pairing at the Players, what did you learn from that?
Well, I learned a lot from that. There's a lot of things that I learned. I learned, you know, straight up just my tendencies when I'm under pressure. You can only be prepared for that moment if you know what it's like to begin with.
Yep.
And so I went back home knowing what I needed to work on. But at the other token, it was just that, you know, everyone's human. I mean, Justin made it look pretty easy, but he did make some mistakes, and he was able to play well despite those mistakes.
Right.
And I just knew leaving that tournament that I had what it takes, and I'm motivated to get back there very soon. And I knew walking away from it that I had what it takes, and I want it bad enough because watching it stung pretty bad, and excited to get back there.
Well, we're excited for you.
Thank you.
All right, Doug, so what's on tap for the rest of the season here at the PGA Tour?
Well, I will be taking 2 weeks off, obviously this week being the Olympics, but I will be taking the week of Memphis and Tahoe, the Barracuda, off, and then I'll be at the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro to wrap up the regular season, and then hopefully playing in all three playoff events moving forward.
So outside of golf, what are some interests outside of golf? Like, say the next 2 weeks, what are you looking forward most to doing? Place to go to eat?
Just
be a homebody and relax and sit by the pool.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill. I'm not one that always loves doing things. I love just chilling at home and being a normal person. A lot of video games, a lot of watching Netflix and stuff like that. So, I'm a big sports fan. It's kind of a tough part of the year because not a lot of sports being played, but there is the Olympics, so we will be watching that for sure. A lot of working out, a lot of still preparing my body, but probably taking a little break from golf. But big sports fan, big music fan, so I'll just be chilling out and kind of entertaining myself in those little mediums.
Nice. So being from Chicago, I know the MLB trade deadline's coming up. What are your aspirations, or what are your hopes for the Cubs as we go into the trade deadline? Sounds like the Cubs are going to be sellers.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with the Cubs. It looked like we were doing well for a little bit, and then kind of leading up to the All-Star break, it was pretty bad. And so I'm not really... I kind of follow from a distance. I've learned that being a little too invested only kind of causes some pain. So,
amen to that.
I do watch from afar. I'm not completely caught up on what is going on as far as trade deadlines and who might be leaving. But it sounds like Chris Bryant may want to leave, and I don't necessarily blame him for how things have been going.
Gotcha. Well, Doug, thanks. Thanks for coming on the podcast, and good luck today with the rest of the Politics and Pros.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Matt, talk about your
practice routine, your daily routine during your week off? What does that look like?
My practice routine is from home. I like to break it up into an hour-long segments. So instead of spending a saying 8 hour slot on the ramp, I go out in the morning, I practice for an hour, I take a break, I go out and follow through with my wife, I go back for an hour. I feel like when you can practice something, you can leave it. You can come back and still have mastery of you. Gaining that mastery. There are times on the range where you just do enough repetition, you start to get the hang of it. It's when you can walk away and come back that I think you start to gain some real mastery. So I typically have 3 hour-long sessions a day. I play 9 or 18 with the family. This is my typical day as far as fitness. Don't find the gym much, but play a bunch of pickleball and
chase
around. I also do, I'm really good about doing a floor routine, morning and night, 15 minutes of kind of core stretching, yoga fat exercise.
Appreciate it.
All right, fellas, we got this Olympic golf coming up this week. How are you guys feeling about the old USA?
Well, hold on a second. Let's back up. There was some late breaking news on Saturday night at like 2 o'clock in the morning, or maybe it was 11. I don't know. I woke up and I was like, whoa. Trackman's boy, Bryson, or pass boy, he's not playing. What the hell?
All these guys getting COVID.
Well,
I think it's fake.
I don't know if he's vaccinated or not. Apparently John Rahm is now vaccinated, which somebody told me yesterday that he might be vaccinated. He might have been like partially vaccinated when he got it the first time. Mm-hmm. But I thought Moonshine, you can probably shed a light. I thought if you got it, you couldn't get vaccinated for like a certain amount of time after you had it. Maybe things have changed. I don't know. Then there's some testing questions that are out there about some of the tests might be a little shady.
Yeah, I mean, you can get false positive tests and stuff, and no tests are perfect. So I could see him having a false positive. Or,
except
I mean,
boy, except me in high school, all my tests were straight A's. Anyway, go.
But, yeah, other than a false positive, he had COVID. What was that, like a month ago or
like
something?
6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago. I mean, some of these people have had like long COVID, they think, in some of the research where you're kind of carrying it for a little while and they have symptoms for a long time. So it didn't sound like he had symptoms or anything for when he had the positive test at the Memorial. But I guess either one of two things, false positive test that he didn't actually have COVID, or he's just still carrying a little bit of the virus and then just, you know, kind of had another positive test.
Yeah, well, and it's a bummer to think, because I would assume he's probably had more than a few tests.
Oh, absolutely.
Leading up to it. So to get him all the way, you know, get him all the way over there, get him settled, get him out there practicing, and then
I don't even think he was there. He hadn't really?
I thought he landed and like was headed out there.
No, I think they test him before they
left. They test them before. That's why Bryson tested positive before he went. But anyway, well, and then Bryson gets replaced by Mr. Captain America himself. And let me tell you something.
This is why Americans aren't watching
the Olympics. Some of the videos and the memes, though, have made me literally almost pee my pants.
Oh, no, they're awesome.
The video, there's a video, I showed it to my son, the video of the guy that's dressed like Captain America and he's riding down the highway. And then they put Captain or Patrick Reed's face over it and the guy looks. I was like, this is great. It's great. He posted tonight that he literally was just flying over there.
Yeah, I just reposted that.
And they
with him
they
with the
play
mask
on Thursday.
I thought they play like tomorrow night.
Well, yeah.
One group, right? But I guess he probably plays Thursday then, right? Because there's two groups, I think.
No, like, they all play Thursday and Friday.
Dude,
really?
He's doing this to prove to the fans that he's going to come out and be nails. No sleep. He's going to be Captain America off the plane. They're going to be like, he's like, everyone hates me, and he'll shoot a 62 and just be like,
yeah, he posted it like, I don't know, like 3 hours ago.
Remember, as long as U.S. wins the gold, I don't give a shit. Well, excuse my language.
He wouldn't be my favorite. I think Morikawa would probably be my favorite to win it. Although, honestly, as much as I love seeing him win a couple weeks ago, I would actually probably pull in a little bit more for Xander Schauffele.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But no, dude, any of the
– because of the roots or just because?
Just because. I mean, he's American. America.
No, I know. But he, I mean, of all people, I root for him all the time. It's just, sounds like somebody who's tap dancing in upstairs. I don't know if you guys can hear that. I apologize. But I would like to see more cow, but I would like, I don't know. It was wild to see, like, Rose win. Who was it? It was Rose.
Justin Rose.
Who was silver bronze?
No
idea. Yeah, exactly. This is my point. So, like, I want to see, regardless who it is, because we're, you know, being in the community, I want to see stuff come down to the wire. I want it to be like Olympics that we remember when we were kids, when you're waking up in the morning to turn on the event, who's going to finally win it, you know?
When you have some good field, I mean, there's some good guys in the field. I mean, you got, obviously you got, the four Americans, you got Hideki's playing, Leishman's playing, Corey Connors, who's been hot's playing.
Hideki, man, that's going to be.
Yeah. How do you guys think Hideki's going to play?
Well, and I was just looking at something
like on boss.
PGAtour.com. Awesome. He's won there before. He's played well there before. Now they've redone the course. But I would say he's probably got a little bit of a leg up. Although Hideki hasn't probably played a lot of golf lately with a couple of his tests out there. So
yeah, but he's playing for his country.
True, and, I know.
And with what Japan went through with, like, the, you know, all those the tsunamis, and they, I don't know if you guys saw the specials on golf they were showing, and like how he was responding to it, still traveling, coming back to help out. I think, I don't know. It'd be cool to see him do it in front of his.
Yeah. I want him to play well. I mean, that'd be sweet. I mean, I still want,
if he took bronze, I'd be real pumped.
Well, I think I saw something. Well, I'm sure you guys saw it too. You know, the all of the Rory chatter about his comments, and the Golf Channel, and I see Moonshine's got it on the background. Golf Channel was playing his comments from 5 years ago, and how I didn't get into the game to grow the game of golf, and blah blah blah. And then he didn't play 4 years ago, and now he's excited to play. He's kind of doing it for the country, but he's not really excited to play in the Olympics. I don't know. It's just,
I hope he snap hooks it off the first tee, and everyone just like don't just I. He's actually grown on me, but his comments about the Olympics are ridiculous.
Well, so I think it's Todd Lewis who's over there. Todd Lewis said, unlike Rory, Paul Casey kind of is excited to be there. He's over there. And then, like, he said that Paul Casey got over there and started practicing and literally started, he felt the Olympic buzz, and he's just jacked and juiced.
That's sweet.
And you got him. If my money's on two guys, it's him and Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Those two guys right there.
Yeah, they could – that's a clutch game.
You know who else? You know who else though is your boy Cameron Smith. I think that guy's having fun right now. Although, I think he's having so much fun playing golf.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought it up. And I don't know if TrackMan saw it, but whoever designed the Australian shirts and hats needs to be fired. Did you see it?
Oh, it's brutal.
Oh my god.
That's what I was about to say, dude.
The final picture of them in the Olympic rings, and he's got the stash, the mullet. Him and Leishman are like holding, it's just a bad pose, the bad shirts. Oh, it's brutal. But that being said, that would be awesome. That would be part of the story. Could you imagine if they were wearing those kits if they won and everyone was like, they have a kangaroo on them?
I mean, they have pretty horrible collars for a country, like that really bright yellow.
I don't have a problem with the colors.
I think Cameron Smith, honestly, I just don't think he gives a shit right now. And he's just relaxed. He's playing, like, whatever. I mean, he's playing well. So, I don't know. I hope he's in contention just for the mullet to be around.
I'm going to text this to you. This is hard to see. I don't know where this came from. But literally, their bags are green and yellow. That's fine. Their shorts in the practice round, and I'm sure their shorts are green with yellow in them. And their shirts are all yellow. And Cam Smith's mullet and mustache just add to it, but
no, I think they're the sleeper pick to play well this week.
They've got some chemistry too.
Well, Leishman is just easy breezy. They're both just relaxed. Like those dudes, I feel like have no pressure on them ever. Like they just go out and play golf, hang out, joke around,
like bruise.
Right,
young beers, just yuck them.
Leishman's just doing his, he's just cutting his grass, you know, when he's at home.
Hey, you know
did you ever
lives?
See that? He's obsessed with cutting his grass.
Virginia.
He's a Virginia boy.
757 Virginia.
They all live in the States.
Hey,
yeah, but Virginia. Yeah,
he lives
okay,
in
West
Virginia.
Virginia.
He lives. I know. He lives hours from you.
He's downplaying it because he's
like
from
West Virginia or something, right?
Hey, real quick.
Right. Listen to this. Hold on, real quick. Breaking news. Golf Now. Breaking news.
Oh, geez.
Enter now for a chance to win a round with Rory at the 2021 BMW Championship Gardner Pro-Am. Hard pass. I'm out on that.
Your boy's signing up.
Trackman'd rather play with Doug Gim.
Oh, shoot. I'd rather play with myself.
Hey, real quick.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Real quick, what's everybody drinking?
Got me a little 8-point IPA, little Devil's Backbone, keeping it nice. Virginia.
Trackman's drinking some soup. Can't hear him though. He forgot to turn his mic on.
I got a little Korean ramen soup.
Well, I pulled this out for Trackman tonight in my brand new first tee koozie.
Love it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Little Malty Miller.
Oh, it's been so long.
Yep. Hey, it's summertime. It's hot. It's 95 degrees out.
No free ads. My brother gave me a bottle of Cooper's.
Cooper's. Ooh, I like
Cooper's.
I think I bought a bottle of that.
Very That's nice. Good stuff.
It's underproof. So
I know. I got me a couple new bottles I haven't broken into. I got a little Traverse City. And then I got me a little, what was the other one? Three chord with the, Tippins Market logo. You like that there, Trackman?
Yeah.
The family brand.
Whiskey, fried chicken, and happiness, baby. Tippins Market. No free ads.
That's a good ad. I like that.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, but going back to the Olympics real quick.
Hey, do they have cured meat? Hey, Tippins Market, send us some cured meat.
Going back to the Olympics, there's some guys that I've never heard of. Obviously, there's a lot of international players. The guy's got like Rafael Campos and Sebastian Munoz, but then you got the four Americans. Rory Sabatini's playing. This guy's hot. Mito Pereira, he's playing pretty hot. Him and Joaquin Niemann. There's Aiden Hope, he's playing good. Moonshine's boy, Gavin Green. I'm sure he's throwing a dollar or two on him over through the days. But it ought to be fun. I guess it's on tomorrow night, which is early morning Thursday. So we'll get to watch a little bit of it live tomorrow night. And then Friday, so
I'm jacked, man. I'm hoping for the USA sweep. I'm calling it.
Well,
USA sweep of the medals.
That would be silly.
I would say, here's my prediction: Justin Thomas, gold medal. Patrick Reed, silver, and bronze going to Xander.
Damn!
Wow!
The sweep, dude. Because I don't think we medaled last time. Maybe got the bronze or something, but
you know what? I'm not even gonna make it pick. I'm going with you. Let's go. I'll put my money on Mark's pick.
Let's do it. USA, baby. America.
Might have to drop a dollar on all of those.
Already did.
And by a dollar he means like 25 on each under the table. He's been like selling grass seed out of his Kentucky bent backyard just for his extra gambling funds.
Well, the thing that's frustrating is DraftKings. I'm not seeing any Olympic golf on DraftKings.
I'm laughing when your wife is looking for you and you're like out mowing people's lawns for cash just so you can gamble on golf. She's like, where did you go? And you're like, oh, I knocked out 17 lawns today.
They did not have any Olympic golf yet? I know they have other stuff, other Olympic stuff.
No, I don't know what the deal is. So I had to pop back on old FanDuel.
Oh, jeez.
Bit of D-gen. I love it.
No, they don't have Olympic golf, but you can bet on the Masters, U.S. Open, PGA, and British for next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Sometimes they don't have a certain tour.
I wonder if it's the Olympic, like if something's going on with the Olympics. Like
no, because you can bet on basketball, volleyball,
like anything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Whatever.
Well, we'll have to start our own pools. Have to start our own pools.
So speaking of Olympics, did you all get your DK lineup in yet?
I did.
I only play majors now.
What, we got Tiger over here?
DK. Yeah, no, Brooks at DK. I only play majors. I like the $20 pots, boys.
Cali Craig. Well, right now there's only four people playing, so that's pretty disappointing. And secondly, he upped this one to $10 because it's the Olympics. Right now it's me, Moonshine, whoever defensive backpacks is, and Cali Craig. That's it. Pretty weak pool there.
What's going on? We used to have like 15 guys.
There's usually like 9 to 10, and then for the majors is like 15 or 16.
Well, the frustrating thing is, I mean, I'm not going to be frustrated with a win, but you know, your boy Moonshine's about to win because every time it's a low pot, I get the dub or get second.
Yeah, your boy,
like, you won $13.11.
Yeah, your boy
scored 36 last week. So
great picks this week. You win with like 196 points.
Your boy CC stats not doing well in the pool, but CC stats did bring home a win last week. Up my pot back up to $90 in DraftKings, thanks to Dylan Wu, former guest.
Yep,
former guest on Shotgun Loaded Pod. Dylan Wu, dollar bet paid off 46, so won that one.
I got
the DK win and Dylan Wu popped me back up, got me back in the game.
Oh, did you win DK last week too?
I did. Won the 36 bucks, and then I won Dylan Wu. I only put 50 cents on him, but you know, scraped another 27.
You better put that straight into the market. I need you to invest that 36, dude. It'll turn into way more. I got to get back into it. I have not made my picks, but I'll probably, you know, I'll come out of retirement here soon.
Stats, you want to go high to low or low to high?
I like low to high.
All right. You want me to jump it off?
Yeah, I'll jump it off. So I mentioned this guy a few minutes ago. I might have mentioned a couple of these guys a few minutes ago. I was dropping little hints. Comes in at a cheap $7,200. He last two finishes sixth and fifth, and then had a couple wins. I know Moonshine's going to know what it is. They don't even have his picture on DK. They just have his country.
The Chilean. His
country's flag. Mito Pereira from Chile. 7,200.
The Chile man.
Oh, that's your low man?
That's me, man. Mito.
I don't know how Moonshine and I don't clean every week. Because we literally pick the same guys, and then Moonshine has like one guy different and he wins.
No, that's why we have zero listeners. Because they're like, oh, I just saw Stats put it on Instagram, so I'm not going to listen this week.
Right.
Come on, guys.
All right, so he's got Mito.
Different. I got Mito.
He's got Mito. So my next one coming in at 70, big jump here, 7,700. 17 out of 28 cuts made on tour, four top tens. Not so good at the Open Championship with a 78, but a fourth at the John Deere. Sebastian Munoz from Colombia.
All right. I like Sebastian. That. Yeah, that's a good pick. So my next one coming in at 7,400. I'm going with the hot hands this week. So I just went gut because, you know, there's a lot of good guys and then there's a lot of no-names. So your boy Jonathan Vegas, man, he's been playing some good golf. Almost won last week.
I had him in my lineup.
11th at John Deere, and then he was – I think he was a 57th at the U.S. Open, but before that at Palmetto, he was second. I mean, he's been playing very well the last couple months.
Yeah, I had him, and then I took him out. I think I dropped Sebastian Munoz in there, but I like that pick. Good, solid pick there. All right, coming in at $8,000. Played well as of late. Last four starts aren't bad. Couple top 20s, and last finished sixth at the Open Championship. He's from Canada, Mackenzie Hughes.
I like it.
Our listeners are going to hate us.
Oh, here we go.
No Americans on the board yet.
I do have Mackenzie, so I'll spoil a later one because, dude, he's been playing well. I don't know, the Canadians, him and Connors have been playing some good golf this year. But
Hadwin's still my boy.
Hadwin, too. I mean, Hadwin played well. Was it 3? No, it wasn't 3M, but he played well sometime recently, too. But my next one coming in at 7,500. European Tour guy, he played golf in the States. Clue, he played in the Big Ten against your boy David Coker. When we talked to him, he spoke about him a little bit, if that rings a bell. Your boy, Thomas Dietrich, Illinois guy.
Nice.
He's one of those – he's the Tony Finau of the European Tour. I remember when I was watching one of their tournaments, I think in Saudi, was they were talking about him that he just doesn't win, but he's always top 10 for the most part. I mean, he hasn't played as well recently, but he's a good player. I doubt he's going to medal, but
well,
I'm working on my lineup now, guys, and I'll probably after the, you know, the break, I'll come back and give it to you guys, but I'm almost there. But man, this is tough just with the you know, it's a different game, right?
Well, I mean, they're
playing a team game.
Listening to Moonshine's picks so far, he's got a last one was 77 and the previous one was 75 and the other one was 74. Mm-hmm. Tells me Moonshine's going high. He's going high. He's got some high dollars.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
I don't have any of the same people so far that you guys have, so that's good.
All right. So my next pick coming in at 8,600. Big jump there for your boy, CC Stats. 8,600. 16 out of 20 cuts made. Has played mediocre, but he's going to break out. Tommy Fleetwood.
I would like to see him play well, where he's been kind of – he hasn't been so great, like you're saying, but
yeah.
His game and you kind of getting me juiced about, like, Paul Casey, and because I like both of those guys. I wish they were American because I love cheering for them on the tour because they're good dudes. And even when the Ryder Cup, when freaking Tommy was making every putt. But, yeah, I'd love to see him play some good golf. Love some Tommy Fleetwood. You heard Mackenzie go ahead. You got one, Trackman?
Oh, I only have two. I have a couple picks. I don't even need to fill the whole roster. I'm telling you, I'm putting all my money on three South Koreans because when they win a medal, they do not have to serve in the military. So I'm not even going to fill the rest of the spots. I'm so confident they're going to shoot like 32 under in the Olympics. They're just going to ball out.
Are you sure there's three playing? There's only
no,
two.
I just have M and Kim. Sanjay M. Oh, I just deleted him from my roster.
That's Siwoo, right?
Yeah.
Siwoo.
Yep. And my boys are going to ball. So, and I do have Leishman. I put Patrick Reed. I don't normally put him in there, but I think getting called up and everybody hates him, that who knows? Maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder. So I got him in there. Alex Noren from Sweden, my homeland. You know what? He's going to represent the country and come in.
Love it.
And then your boy Straka here at $6,400.
I know, he's a bargain. He's a bargain.
What country is he from?
Austria, I think, right?
Austria?
Yeah, Austria.
So those are your four guys. You got M, Siwoo,
I just picked my roster, and Leishman. Straka, Reed, Noren, Leishman, Kim, and M.
I like that.
I like it.
That's a pretty good lineup. Man.
All right, Moonshine.
No research, boys. Right there in front of you. Submit.
So I'm, you know, jumping up the scale as we talked about. So you heard Mackenzie at 8,000, but my next one coming in at 8,900, 15 to 18 cuts. He likes to drink Miller Lights. He's got an interesting haircut. Your boy's got a mustache. Your boy Cam Smith, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
I like it. I like the pick.
I love his confidence.
Dude, he's awesome.
He does not give at all. But I'm excited.
All right. So what was that, 89?
89. He was kind of high, but
– he's high. All right. So coming in 8,900, just like Moonshine, Cam Smith.
We better hope our couple guys that are different, you know. Hopefully, guys, Thomas Dietrich and Vegas.
I was like, how could you not put Cam Smith in there?
He's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And then Trackman, thankfully, our listeners will like it. At least he went with Leishman, you know, to kind of change it up a little bit. And Patrick,
true.
Dude, I got a roof for Virginia. Sorry.
I like it.
All right, Moonshine, what's your next one?
So the top dog coming in at 10,900. Your boy JT gonna get the gold. JT's gonna ball out.
That will be electric if JT wins gold. Can you imagine him sinking putts on 18 to?
Dude, he's just gonna be like doing the let's effing go like nonstop.
If he's got like six strokes in on 18, he's just ripping the shirt off. He doesn't even have sponsors. just like, whatever.
That's true. He could do shirts off 18 if he wanted to.
He just throws the shirt off, baby cut for USA, flexes, walks up, puts one up. Even a three putt for Bogue to win it, and he's just like,
whoa! Well, right now, I thought I was going to – right now
– Let's go, JT. I'm changing my mind.
Let's go, baby, JT.
Between the three of us, and we said this earlier, we'd all love the Americans win, but between the three of us, we only picked two Americans out of 15 golfers.
Two.
Because I picked no Americans, not one.
Wow.
I went with my last pick. I said it earlier.
You're really here for the money, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Greedy. My last pick, Paul Casey, 9,500.
Judas. Kept
everybody
over
under 10 grand.
Judas stats. Trail.
Yeah. I'm disappointed, to be honest.
I got till tomorrow night to change.
Kind of upset, to be honest. You can't put one
We're going to have to have an emergency pod tomorrow because we're all going to change to American golfers.
It's just so, all American.
Sorry, I had to.
Anybody
who doesn't, is we get to just chirp them for the rest of their lives.
It is kind of tough to not have more than one.
They're just so expensive. Yeah.
They are expensive. Because we're going to run the table.
Look us up.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, we should have all Americans and then Sepp Straka and a couple other donks on the bottom of it.
Sung Jae and Siwoo.
Right.
Yeah. My guys.
Love it.
My guys.
I was hoping we could talk some D-gens, but I don't have any D-gens because I haven't bet on any.
I have one. So $1.50 FanDuel, your boy Mito, man, wins $125, I believe, to win the dub.
Nice.
The gold medal.
Who?
Mito Pereira.
The
guy from Chile. He's been balling out.
All right. You said $1 for $125?
$1.50, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, FanDuel.
I'm in.
Yeah. All right. Trackman's in.
He's got it.
I'm locked in.
Also, right, for top three, another D-gen, because, I mean, I could just keep rolling them out. But the other top three, Thomas Dietrich to get a medal. I could see him getting the bronze.
Zippy chance.
But what is that?
He said that he's hoping he's going to get a bronze, but then earlier he wants the Americans to get a sweep.
I mean, want the Americans to get a sweep, but
this is hedge
it's a hedge.
Hedge bet.
All emotional right, hedge.
Fair enough.
But
I mean, no, that's not an emotional hedge. Emotional hedge would be betting
against.
I mean, yeah, you're Americans. Right.
Yeah.
The Americans will be good. We'll sweep the table as long as they get up and down, boys.